The topic today is the Kavod Chanukah. We're going to talk about being Mosif on Isur Derabanan, meaning if an Isur Derabanan falls into a Taruvis, and then you want to be Mosif, and there isn't Shishim, and you want to be Mosif until there's Shishim, are you allowed to do that? And the reason why it's the Kavod Chanukah is we're going to see that there's discussion about this in the context of Motar Shemen Shabaner, leftover oil from the Chanukah candles after Chanukah. And next week we're going to come. Next time we're going to come back and do a few of the small topics we lift off in Siman Tzadichet, and then continue on. Okay. So, being mevatel isurim derabanan. So, if you look in the base Yosef here in the Siman Tzadichet, Sif Vav. So the base Yosef according to Machloket, am I allowed to be mevatel? Isurim derabanan biadayim. We find such a halacha by Chalas Chutlar, according to some Rishonim. So am I allowed to simply do that? Let's say Bishalakum, Greenisakum. I'm allowed to be mevatlet and eat it like that. So some Rishonim hold it's allowed. Rav Rishonim hold not, and that's the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch here, is that it's not permissible to simply take an Isur derabanan and be mevatlet. Beis Yosef goes on to bring a more lengthy machlokes. If it's mutter to be mosif on an already existing taruvit with an Isur derabanan. The Gemara in Beitz on Damet, Dav Dalim Beis says that Eitzim Shenoshim Nadekal B'Yomtov, which are Isser Mukta, right? If they fall into your oven, you're allowed to be Marba Alem Heter and be Mevatel. The Gemara says, aye, but it's Osir to be Mevatel Isser Lechatchila. Right? The Gemara says, oh, Isser Darabanan, it's okay. And then the Gemara says, aren't they a Davish Yishon Lamaterian? If you wait until after Yomtov, you're going to see that they'll be won't be Mukta anymore. So, you know, Davish Yishon Lamaterian, well, is not batal. So the Gemara says, no, they're not a Davish Yishon Lamaterian because Mikla Kale Isura, right? Meaning that the Hana that I get from it is only from the fire which is there after the Eitzim are gone. And so, given that the Isur is completely destroyed, and all I'm dealing with is the byproduct of the Taruvit, so the Isur Davish Yishon Lamaterian doesn't apply to that case. Ah, so what's the Machloket? So the Beis Yosef quotes that some Rishonim held that the second line, and this is the sheet of the Rush, that the second line of the Gemara, that it's a Davar Shesh L'Matirin, once you have that answer, that it's not a Davar Shesh L'Matirin because of Mikla Kali Yisur, once you have that answer, so then that answers the first question also, and the Gemara doesn't end off by saying, and therefore we don't have a klal that it's permissible to be Mosif, to be Mevatel and Isur Derabanan. That cloud doesn't exist because the Gemara ended up by saying that it's all based on Mikla Kali Suri. That solves the Davish Yishon Lamaterian problem. It also solves the Ein Mevatlin problem.
Mevatlin
so we,
or Mosif?
What?
Mevatlin or
Mosif? In this case, it's a case of Mosif.
So,
right, it's a case of Mosif. So, but the point is that according to these Rishonim, the Mikla Kali Suri problem solved that also. So we have no mocker that it's mutter to be Mosif on an Isur Derabanan bit Taruvis. However, the Beis Yosef quotes that most Rishonim, the Tosfos, the Rashi, the Rambam, all assume that it's mutter to be mevat to be mosif on an Isur Derabanan, even if it's not Mikla Kali Isur.
Is that because it's an Isur Derabanan to begin
with? Yeah, it's an Isur Kal. The Gachamim were not goes there to be mosif on an Isur Derabanan, right? There's another machlokus that the Beis Yosef gets into. Tosfos there on the page says that this halacha only applies to Isur Derabanan she'ein ikro min haTorah, right? What's an Isur Derabanan she'ein yukar min haTorah? Okay, so we can go for weeks. What, you know, about Isur Derabanan she'ein yukar min haTorah. Right, Mukta is for sure an example, right? Well, although there are cases. There are cases of. Right, but once you pass it like the other day, so then it's not yukar min haTorah. There's discussions that Bishul Akum is ein yukar min haTorah. You know, Chalas Chutlart is ein yukar min haTorah. Right? Right, perhaps Gvinas Akum and Chalav Akum is also a Nikar Min haTorah. Perhaps they are. Machlok has shown about that, but Tosus limits the heter to that. They say from a kasha earlier on the Gemara, the kasha is not so persuasive. But either way, the Rashash there points out. They say, well, they quote a few cases where the Gemara says something is usur involving Yisro Derabanan because it wasn't batal. So they say, well, why say it's usur? Why not say you could be marbit to be mevatalit? So the Rashash says, well, because that's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is just telling you that it's Aser B'Taruvus, right? So Tosfos's Kasha, you know, is not the strongest Kasha, but nevertheless, some Rishonim hold that way. The Rambam not mashma that way. The Rashba is a very... The Rashba has three different levels, and then he says different things in different places, and a lot of the long basis of here dealing with what does the Rashba hold, and then everyone asks kashas. The Torah seems to say one way, the basis says a different way. Everybody else has problems with the way the basis presented it. Maybe we'll come back to that very briefly later on. But either way, the Shulchan Aruch in Sivvav, Simon Tadi said Sivvav, Paskins, Isur Shel Divrayim, Ein Marvin Dotobi Yadayim, Kadei Levatlo, Vim Asagin Memez Dasar, okay. Avalim Nafal Ma'atzmov, Ein Behetr Kadei Levatlo, Marbelov Mevatlo. Paskins, like, essentially like the Rambam, that it's mutter to be most of an Isur Rabbanon, and he's not Mechalik between Ikra Minotaur and Ikra Minotaur, although we'll see later on that some people try to revive that distinction. So Pashup Shad is even an Ikra Minotaur, it's mutter to be Marbelov Ulevatlo. Incidentally, this topic for later Chabura, the Rambam says his halacha by Oaf, Basar Oaf Bechalov. That's his example of a Darabana, that you can be Marbelov Ulevatlo, which indicates the Rambam holds there's no Chanan by Basar Oaf Bechalov. Because otherwise, you can't be Marbelov Ulevatlo, you just have Mevatlo Bishishim. Right, and then and it's like it's the Ikra, that is the Isser, right?
Do you find Chanan by Isser?
So the Machlokes are shown him. The Machlokes are shown. Chanan is for
even the Hilchos
Chanan b'Shar Yisurim doesn't mean Yisurim. Chanan b'Shar Yisurim is a machlokes because it's probably only a din de Rabbanan over there. So where the Rabbanan goes there on a Yisurim de Rabbanan. Here we're talking about the din of Basar B'Chalav. So it's a shame Isser b'Fnei Atmo. You might have thought that it does apply in Basar of B'Chalav. So that's we're going to come back. That's a machlokes how to paskin even ledidan whether we rely on this Rambam or not. Okay, so this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so where do the problems begin? Problems begin if you look at the tour in Simon Taf Reish Ayin Zayin Or Chaim. Tour in Hilchas Chanukah says as follows on the third page. Right, he teaches you the din of Moshe Shem Tzibiner, the Makor from Mishiltis. Okay, now Kosaver of Meir Merotenberg, Ein Lo Zivalav Kedei Levatlo. Right, if it gets mixed in, Im Nesav Mimenu B'Shem Nachar Ben Shishim Levatlo, the Meir Merotenberg said not to be Moshe Levatlo. Right, Velo Dami Leitzim Shenoshim Inadekel Lesochatano B'Yom Tov Shemar Be'Alehim Eitzim Muchanim Levatlo. It's not like the Sugin Beitza. This is on the third page. Right, it's not like Sugin Beitza. The Shani Hazim Sheinenem Ben Adachar Biyuran. Right, because that's Mikla Kali Surah. Right, the Shita's Rush, not surprising, the Rush holds like the Maram is Rebbe. Good. Etc. So, we would think that the Shulchan Aruch, just like he rejected the Rush in here and there, would reject the Noach Chaim, but nonetheless, on the next page you can see that the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Maram, or seems to at least paskin like the Maram. Take a look in Taf Reish Ayin Zayin, this is Siv Dalet. Im Nit'arav B'Shem and Acher Ve'ein Shishim Levatlo. Yesh misha omer she'ein lahosav alav kedei levatlo. Yesh misha omer, that yesh misha, that's the Maram. And again, it seems like no other opinion is quoted. If we all we had was this, we might well conclude, although we'll see later on, we might well conclude that that's his psak. So we have what seems on the surface to be a stira between the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tzadi Tet and Yeradeh, and Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Simon Taf Reish Ayin Zayin. All the Achronim ask the stira. And we're going to go through a series of terutzim. But first, we have to ask a more basic question, which is the implication of the Shulchan Aruch is that Moshe Shem Tzibiner is batel b'shishim, right? He says again, v'im nit'ar v'shem n'achar v'ein shishim levatlo, then yesh omrim. So the question is, isn't Moshe Shem Tzibiner a davar sheyesh lo matirin? Right, because next Chanukah you'll be able to use it again. So two terutzim are given. We can look at them briefly, but the first teretz is given by the Machtes HaShekel, who basically says and a lot of Achronim say this, is because this is a classic example of a Darvish Yeshlam Atirin, for those who've done the Sugya, that where the Isser is never Nitar, right? In other words, it's Asser for Tashmish Echol, and it never becomes Nitar for Tashmish Echol, it only becomes Mutter to use for that which it was never Asser to in begin with. There's no change in status, precisely. And that is based on the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tzamech Tetz, which is our next Makom. Shulchan Aruch quotes based from the Trumas Edeshin. Basar Shesha Shloshi Yamin Below Melicha is the Gaonim Asard. If you don't do Melicha within 3 days, the blood gets dried into the meat, and the Melicha doesn't work anymore. So what happens is, however, it's Mutter B'Tzli. That's important background. You're allowed to roast it to get the blood out that way, because that extracts the blood in a different way. right? So that chaticha is batal, and we don't consider it to be a davar shesh lamatirin. Shmuel's Deshan speaks to that, quoted the Beis Yosef in Simon Samach Tes, right? That we don't consider it to be a davar shesh lamatirin because the isser was not nitar, it was never usher to tzli. And even though you could do tzli on the whole tarovet and be matter that way, we don't say, oh, you may as well do that. We say it's batal. It's not a davar shesh lamatirin, despite the fact that there is a permissible way to eat it, right? And we're going to come back to that point. That's the first teretz that Achronim give. The other is given in Chus Rabbi Kiveger, which we're going to see a little bit later. And he says that the reason here is that it's the reason why he gives two reasons. One reason is the reason we just said. The other reason he says is because it's usher to keep the shemen around until next year. So it's like a macham with kalkil. You're not allowed to keep it around, and so therefore it's not a davar shesh lamatirin because you'll never actually be able to use it next Hanukkah because. The Shulchan Aruch says you're not, at least the Torah, some Rishonim say that you're not supposed to keep it around, you're supposed to destroy it. Osin l'madur b'fnei atzma. Okay. So now, with that background, let's come back to our steer. So the Taz asks the steer, the Gra asks the steer. The Gra, if you look actually in our Chaim, says Tzarachin on the steer. Some people quote occasionally that the Gra doesn't seem to be bothered by steers in the Shulchan Aruch. Here he says Tzarachin, so you see that he was bothered by the steer in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. So that's a Mar Makam.
But he wasn't bothered.
No, it's Tzarachin. So I hear that it's over Tarchin.
Fact that it's a steer, it looks like my father.
Yeah, but meaning other places he just says, oh, I mean, some people claim that he's like, that's a steer. You know, okay, so it's a steer. Here he says Tarchin. So you have to be Ma'ayin. If you have to be Ma'ayin in the steer, it shows that it's not okay to have steers in Shulchan Aruch. The Ein Yitzchak, or Yitzchak Yosef has a whole sefer where he brings many, many places where the Achronim asked on steers in the Shulchan Aruch, which shows that the Achronim consider the Shulchan Aruch to be one sefer and not a collection of random psukim that don't have to fit with each other. Anyway, some people, anyway, but that we went into a little bit in the past also. Okay, so we can split our terutim into three broad categories. The first category we're going to see is that Ner Chanukah is different. Ner Chanukah is not a regular Seder Rabbanan. That's why it's also to be Mosif Levatalit. And in that perspective, we have, five terutim. I'm sure there's more. But we're going to look at very quickly at five terutim to this question, based on the principle that Ner Chanukah is different, it's more chomer than a regular Issa Derabbanan, the Moshe Mishnah is more chomer. How so? The first is, going back to the front, the first page, is the Shach. The Shach, Shach asks in Sif Katan, in Yoredeh, Sim Talitet Sif Katan Yud Bet, right? Sif Katan Yud Bet, Yud Tes, thank you, that was the Taz I was looking for a reason. He says, Kasha, Devarachayim, etc. Hare Chanukah, Einu El Midrabban, Gabbe says, Shem Lohevi, Shem Shum Posik Shechol Gal Zev, Shem Ayesh Lechalek, Dazim Kevin, the Muk Huk Tzil Mitzvah, So Chamir Tfei, Vedochak. Right? He says, maybe Ner Chanukah is more Chomer. Right? Maybe Ner Chanukah is more Chomer. But he says it's Dochak. Why? He says, first of all, it's Dochak to say that just because something is Huk Tzil Mitzvah, So if it's Huk Tzil Mitzvah, So Midrabban, why should it be more Chomer than other Surin Derabban? But maybe it's more Chomer. Yes, there is such a din, but here it's a mitzvah derabban. So one teretz I wasn't able to track down. Rav Schechter told me, he said the Rav Yosef Engel says that it's hooked on the mitzvah derabbanan creates an iser deraisa. The mitzvah, the chiyuv agavra is derabbanan, but the cheftishal mitzvah is a chefta deraisa. So I looked the asman deraisa simon yud, a klal yud has that the yisod is, he's saying that there is such a cheftishal mitzvah derabbanan. Derabbanan mitzvahs really exist, they're not just chovas agavra. I didn't see him discuss this point, but then every din derabbanan should be like that. I don't know. To try to say this is like a deraisa, I wasn't able to track it down, but that's what Rav Schechter likes to say over. But all of these problems are going to be susceptible to the kasha of the shach on himself. He says, right? No, the high yesh mishomer who amara Mutenberg shevi atur sham muchrit lo sfir lelachad b'achi. Why? Because he compares it to atzei dekel. Meaning, if Ner Chanukah is more chomer than everything else, then why is there a kasha for mukta, right? So, meaning, then it's not the sugi and beitza. So, if you look in the Nekudas HaKesev on the side, he says, li nira, I don't know why he says li nira. Sometimes the son of the shach wrote the Nekudas HaKesev, but mostly that it says if it's the son of the shach. Anyway, but here it says li nira, kevin the atzei mukta u midoraisa. Now, that's not really true. We passed like the other day that it's derabanan. But given that there is such a man de'amar, is probably what he means, right? It's ayin shamdeinu maskana kain, right? Chomer kemuktzel mitzvasa. So meaning that whole sugya in Beitza is talking about something that's hooked to mitzvah, it's like hooked to mitzvah, so it's kein d'oraisa. And so therefore, given that both Moshe Shem Shemina and Mukta are both very chomer, d'rabbanan, they're very chomer, that's why the Maharam has a problem. He has to be miyashiv his psak with the sugya over there. So the only problem, we're going to come back to this after we, all these things are subject to the same problem, which is that if you say Derech Hanukkah is more chomer, then first we have the kasha that when what's the kasha of Mukta? So let's say Mukta is also more chomer. So some Derech Hanukkah say that. It's also more chomer. So if that's the case, so then that whole sugya is talking about Isurim which are more chomer, right? So then Mimela, I have no mucker, and in those cases, it's only Mukta because of Mikla Kala Isura, right? Which is why it's Asur for Derech Hanukkah, even though it's Mukta for Mukta. So then what happens is that I no longer have a mucker, right? For Isurim Derech Hanukkah, which are not chomer, being Mutter when they're not Mikla Kala Isura. So the, right, so it's very hard to say, and that's going to be a problem for each one of these. Anyway, that's the shach teretz. Okay, next teretz, as we have two terutzim quoted in the Mate Yonason and the Plesi, right? We're Yonatan Ibeshitz here on the page, right? He's quoted, looks at the shach, and he says,
"What is his father? Who's his father?"
Nir Ladoni Mori Rabi, yeah. Tariot, yeah. But the place I don't think the place he says this is Shem's father. I don't remember. But here it is on the page, so we don't need to go any further, right? And he basically says, along the lines of the Teretz of the Shach, right? But let's see it inside. He says, "Tarzina atos bebeit sham makshim migulim dilma lo Yosef alav vivatel." He says, "Tishani yatsim diikru d'ratora." Okay, Shocharach lo mechalek. Long Matthew, and let's just find the critical line on the next page. Hang on. He has two cheshbonos, but in his second teretz, I think, is where he says basically along the shach, right? Towards the end. Yeah, we'll get to that soon. But he basically says, towards the end, he says, Odi Yeshlomar, right? Second wide line. So Mukta is Davish Yeshlomatirin, right? So therefore, one of the dinim of Davish Yeshlomatirin is Sveikol Chumra. So he says, you see that Mukta, right? He says, you see that Mukta is very Chumra, it's like a Daraisa. It's like a deraisa because it's sfeik or lechumra, right? And he says, we don't have to see it all inside, but he says, in the fifth wide line, mukta chumr shar isurim yeshlomar, right? That it's chumr. How is it chmur chumr, right? He says that, mukta machal fitza, have a kein deraisa, right? I think he says, I have to see the exact lashon, but he says it's kein deraisa because it's also sveiko lechumra. Okay, so mukta, machlokes mitzvah is sveiko lechumra, and so therefore, it's more chumra, right? And Ner Chanukah is mukta machlokes mitzvah, therefore it is din sveiko lechumra, so it's like kein deraisa, so therefore that's why it's aser. Basically along the lines of the shach. Okay, those are two truths, more or less along the same lines. The teretz that caused the most consternation is teretz of the Magen Avraham. We'll get back to that. Magen Avraham is in Aruch Chaim. Let's just see the for some reason I wasn't matic that first. The first teretz of the Matthew Yonason is also a very strange teretz, right? He says that, I had a way that I want to say it over, so let's leave off on that. Maybe we'll come back to it. Okay, let's see the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham in Aruch Chaim mystified the world. In the Sif Katan Yud Beis, a short Magen Avraham, asked the Kasha. He says, Lo Dami Yila Simen, right? Right, lo davi l'sim tavkuv zayin sif beis. That's the din of mukta. That there it's mutter because mikla kala isur. That's a minenem in rad lachar biro. Right, saying that to the Maharam. Right, you can be mivatel mukta because it's mikla kala isur. Here it's not mikla kala isur. He's saying over the Maram.
No, he added a knesh.
He's explaining the Maram.
No,
what does it mean, Mikla Kali?
You're only being nene.
That's what Mikla Kali Sur means.
That comes off,
yeah, that's what Mikla Kali Sur means.
And by the Shemin Shabaner, you're only being nene from the Shemin.
I'm being nene because the Shemin is still there. It's still, it's burning. Right? It's burning. Oh, I'm eating it. Let's say I'm eating it.
Right? Eating it, fine, but it's but, not.
No, but also the point is that the way you bake bread is that you first you burn all the wood, and then after the wood is gone, then you put the bread in. Yeah, well, not me, the Magen Avraham.
Can you say Inchpan means your pasta?
Yeah, so some of the Archonim bring that in, but
get like the Hanah of the.
Yeah, so some of the Archonim want to say you see from this sugya of Mikol Kali Sura that there is Shvach Eitzim Bepas.
Right, because otherwise you could just.
Otherwise, yeah. It's not pasta anymore.
Yeah,
but
so
assuming that that's true, so who would invite what? No, the Shemin that's being Nisraf.
Right now, I'm being nene from it by making the.
So too, I'm being nene from the heat that was given off from the if
that's
was,
afterwards. This was already gone at the moment of the Hanah. That's the Nekuda. Why does that make a chilek? I don't know why that makes a chilek.
No, I understand why. I can see what. But is that true?
That what?
When you're cooking something, you're being nene from the
no, the when the Eitzim are gone, that's when I. No, no.
You're being nene right now.
When you make a.
Yeah. So what's more than being done?
Because it's being Michla. Right,
the Hanah
is only
derech kibul. Okay, so I don't know if there's I don't want to get stuck on this point. I don't know if there's other pshatim in the Gemara. If you say like what you're saying, then you'd have to say this sugya is talking this sif is talking about when you're going to eat it.
Right.
Okay. But the Magen Avraham clearly assumes not that way, right? But either way, First, turn to the Magen Avraham. The reason why the Shulchan Aruch wrote Yesh Misha Omer is to teach you that it's really not like that.
That's not so crazy.
Okay, so we're gonna come back to that. We're gonna have to come back to that. So we'll come back to that. But first, let's just speak briefly about the second Teretz in the Magen Avraham, which everyone gets. We're gonna get excited about the first Teretz, but the rest of the world gets excited about the second Teretz. I'm Shashem Shevri Dacha Chamri Tfei. Okay, Kevan. You have to destroy it, but Medina it's mutter, so Dachamet is a machlokas if it's Davar Shesh Matirin. Yeah. So he says it's like that. So this, of course, you know, upset everybody because, first of all, it makes no sense. If it's Davar Shesh Matirin, it shouldn't be battle at all. Right. So this. Correct. So we have two kashas. The first is it's not a davar shesh l'matirin for the two reasons we said earlier. A, it's the isra is not nitar, and that's the mechavis pragma of simon samach test and yeredeya. B, because you have to destroy it, it's like chametz, which is pashut pshat that we hold that that's not davar shesh l'matirin. That's not so clear over there, right? So that's true. It's not really a davar shesh l'matirin. Second, even if it is a davar shesh l'matirin, it shouldn't be batal b'shishim, and the shulchan is clearly it's batal b'shishim. Ah. So basically, the mahalach, there's four, four mahalachim.
What's the first answer?
The first kasha, the first answer is that yesh misha omer. He's using the klali hara to answer it.
No,
he's
saying there is a yesh matirin, but it doesn't.
It's the stam is lahatir. The stam is lahatir over there.
Yeah.
Right. And that's all. There is no yesh omer there.
Because Matzah Shekel seems to think that in the Beis Yosef is quoted as yesh matirin, the host of Hachishim.
Yeah, meaning the Beis Yosef brings down that cheetah.
Well,
no, but the Shulchan Aruch to stop. Yeah, you're right. Okay, but let's focus on the second Teretz for a second. So basically, and the Be'er Heitiv asked the Kasha. Everyone asked the Kasha on the Magen Avraham. Doesn't make any sense, right? So so there's a series of possible questions. So basically, the mahalach that the achronim on the page have is to use the two questions to answer each other. You're right; it's not really a davar sheish l'matirin, which is why it's batal b'shishim, but it's a little bit of a davar sheish l'matirin, and so therefore we should at least be machmir not to be mosif on it. If you look at the machmir, it's a shekel. That's what he says. Basically, he says that it's a little bit. You know, the way he says it is that the way he says it in the machmir shekel is that. Is that it's a machlokas, right? If you skip down, umashi hiksha, b'sefer ches mem, I don't know what that is. Chaygav lo matzim davar shesh matirin da'inu yishev shesh l'shosu ad l'shan haba. Da'al neretz chanik lo nesar ba'olam. Va'vi du mi debas shah gimel yomim. Right, etc. Yesh lo regam ken kanal nid anan kaim lan hoel v'lo nesar lo matzim davar ba'olam. Lo matzim davar shesh matirin. Lo mikshav davar shesh matirin. Mikol v'gom, hallo, dad harbi poskin, chaygav ne mikri davar shesh matirin. U'bas nishtag gimel yom, b'limin reinu batel. V'nid lo kaim lan kevasai, mikol gil lo hosif at samech, kem do lahach yesh machmirim. Loads of hichmir resources of canal. So basically, it's like a sveik sveik lechumra, right? It's a sveik sveik lechumra, right? Because it's a machloket whether a davishir matirin applies in this instance. So ordinarily we're mekel, and it's a machloket whether you can be most of an isur derabban. So ordinarily we're mekel. But when I have something that's not, it might not really be a davishir matirin, and I already know this machloket be most of, so then mimela. I put the two sfeikas together, and I at least have to be machmir, not to be mosif. It's not a suffix isser with davar shesh matirin. It's a suffix davar shesh matirin, which is mutter by davar shesh matirin. No, it's a suffix whether it's yesh lamatirin.
Why?
Because there's a machlokas rishonim whether basa shagim yomim is yesh lamatirin, and it's equivalent to that case. So because. Chadash is vada yesh lamatirin. It's just suffik isser. It's suffik isser, right? A suffik davar shesh lamatirin is mutter. A suffik on the yesh lamatirin is mutter, right? Because davar shesh lamatirin is on the isser derabanan. It's on the derabanan. Yeah, it's a sveikah d'dina, two sveikahs d'dina. So with each one on its own, we're mekel. Put them together, we have to be machmir, right? It's not so elegant, but the if I'm not mistaken, it's the math is shekel, right? The previous guy sort of says, well, mehechi tesi that this is any kind of suffix, right? I think I saw. I'm trying to see who says this. See the math is shekel. The previous guy says, no, it's actually a. It's a suffix on the oh. So we'll see that in a second. Okay, let's move on. Let's see the pshat of Rav Baruch Frankel in the Haggos at the back of Shulchan Aruch. This pshat is more famous from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rav Baruch Frankel says it too, so we can make him famous too, right? And they say it slightly differently, right? Rav Baruch Frankel says he basically says upset about chakirin davar shesh matirin. We know it's machlokes the Ran and Rashi about davar shesh matirin. Right? What's the machlokas? According to the Ran, davar shesh matirin is like a very lumdish halacha that something that's yesh matirin is like really has a shame heter, so therefore heter lo batel, right? Unless it's ein omino, right? Rashi says no, acha tochlenu beiser tochlenu beheter. So the Rebbe Frankel says like this: da the yesh beis tamim, right on left hand side, the davar shesh lo batel lefi derei Rashi, etc. Right? And he says, he says immediately jumps to the fit times there. Heichas shebala hafsid b'shehiyasa lo mikri davar shesh lamatirin. Rashi doesn't apply by davar miskalkel, right? Whereas Mashen came for the Ran, so straight away he's being told the question of the davar shesh lamatirin and miskalkel on the machlokes Ran and Rashi, right? Makes sense. V'chein v'kan. There he says, "Gabi Ner Chanukah Tamaran Lo Shayach." Right? It says Ner Chanukah is like a davar miskalkel, as we saw. So therefore, the Ran's davar shesh matirin is not going to apply, but it's still going to be a davar shesh matirin according to Rashi. Right? This is the essential chap, and he's going to demonstrate that the Ran agrees to Rashi, but not completely. What does that mean? Let's see. He says, He proves it, but if you skip down, last word on line is Lisvaras. Few words. Vomuchach lomar shegam ran modal Lisvaras Rashi. Dim lo kain my time asrin and called suffik darabon nimishal matirin. So he says there's two halachas of davar shesh lamatirin and there's two svaras of davar shesh lamatirin. One halacha of davar shesh lamatirin is that it's not batal if you lubelev. The other halacha of davar shesh lamatirin is that suffik davar shesh lamatirin lechumra, right? Suffik iser by davar shesh lamatirin is lechumra. So he says, according to the Ran, why is the second one true? It has nothing to do with the Shem Heter. It must be because the Ran agrees to Rashi, legabe that point. According to Rashi, both halachas But by Safik L'Chumra, that can only be because Adja Tochlenu Bisu Tochlenu Beheter. Right? So the Ran has to agree to Rashi. So now, according to the Ran, basically I very neatly have two halachas in Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin and two timing for Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin. So it fits perfectly, right? The halacha of Eino Batel Ad Shishim is because of the Shem Heter. The halacha of Safik Isser L'Chumra is because of Adja Tochlenu. So now if I can find some magical thing that is subject to one of the taimim but not to the other, al chapa nafkamina between those two halachas. What's the magical thing? Right? Davar miskalkel. Davar miskalkel is has the shame heter just like anything else. Right?
Does it?
I'm sorry. Davar miskalkel. Yeah, davar miskalkel. Hang on. We're tying ourselves in knots. Right? Let me just think about this for a second. The Davar Miskalkel is a little more complicated. Davar Miskalkel actually goes the other way here, but he wants to say Ner Chanukah is not a Davar Miskalkel because it's really mutter to be
Rashi.
Right, for Chametz, and so on and so forth, is maybe
it would not be for Rashi, but it would
right.
be for Rashi.
Would not be for Rashi.
Rashi does not have a Davar Miskalkel.
Right. But he wants to say Shem Tzvaner is not a Davar Miskalkel, right? But he says another Nafkamina between those two is a Davar. That's not nitar for that which it is, was usher, that there's no change in status. But there's no change in status, he says, so then for the Ran, it's not a Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin. For the reason of Shein Heter, it's not a Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin. Whereas, for the reason of Adja Tochlenu, it is a Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin. Because sof Adja Tochlenu. So he says, beautiful, according to the Ran, he says, something which is not, the Isra is not nitar, but there is a way to eat it beheter, will be subject to the rule of Safek L'Chumra, right? But because it has Adja Tochlenu, but it won't be subject to the rule of Eino Batel Afilu Be'Elef, because it doesn't have a Shem Heter, right? Right. Right. But it doesn't have a Shem Heter.
So it's a Tochlenu also. You can't Tochlenu. You can only.
Yeah, I can eat it B'Derech Heter. Why eat it B'Derech Heter? You can eat B'Derech Heter. So it has the rule of Safek L'Chumra, which is based on Adja Tochlenu.
It means we talk to Tochlenu now. The Isser Tochlenu later.
Okay,
later,
listen, you could do that.
The same look. The same way you could have done now, you can't do later. So then it's not, Bidok Tochlenu doesn't apply. And a Chanami.
But at the point, Sof I can eat it, but there's Heter.
So Sof has the same Heter, but there's the same.
No!
You can eat it, it has the same Heter.
No, the Isser Shabo is never an Itar, it's never impacted on. The fact that I could eat it some other way doesn't make it have a Shem Heter. So that's what he says. Therefore, a davar, that's his conclusion, a davar, she'eino nitar, right, that the Isra is not nitar, there's no change in status, will be subject to the rule of Safek L'Chumra, but not subject to the rule of Eino Batel Be'Elef, and that's Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah, Shmos or Shem Shabiner has a din of Safek L'Chumra, even though it doesn't have a din of Eino Batel Afilu Be'Elef. Ah, so how does that answer our problem? So that's what the Magen Avraham is saying, is that we have a machlokas, whether it's mutter to be Mosev on Isuri Derabanan. And ordinarily we're mekel because Safek Derabanan Lekula. But by Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin, you can't be mekel to be Mosif on it. So Mosif Shemineh is a Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin, Le'inyan Safek Lechumra. This is a Shaila, so we have to be Machmir on being Mosif. So by Nir Chanukah, Davka the Mechaber is Machmir because Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin. Why is it Batel B'Shishim? Because it's not a Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin, Le'inyan in a Batel Afilu Be'Elef. Because Sof, it doesn't have a Shem Heter, because it's not, the Isra is not going to be Nitar. Right?
Maybe we pass in like the Ran.
And you have to assume we pass in like the Ran. Right. Right, exactly. And El Chab Anaf Kamina, that the Basar Shashahan Gimel Yomim is going to have a din of Safek L'Chumra. Right? The Chab Anaf Kamina. Right?
But we are
making also. Basar Shashahan Gimel Yomim? I don't know, there's no case. No, we're making it's Batel. But the din of Safek L'Chumra will have. Right? This is also, it's more famous
from... Safek L'Chumra, meaning it's batel, but you couldn't be Mosif.
It's batel, but you couldn't be Mosif, correct?
No, it's batel, yes. But you couldn't be Mosif.
I mean, if in a case where it's not batel, like chad b'chad, you would not be able to be Mosif. That would be nafkamina.
So it would have the same thing, but that may be Nisra Dara.
Exactly. So it's a Nisra Dara, so you have to make it Shabishlo also, something like that. You know, but then it's no longer Yesh Lamatirin. So you have to work out if you can kind of. Now this is more famous from Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger says exactly the same mahalach, with one difference in the tshuvas in Kama, Yoredes, and Lamaches, in the Ashmatos, which they printed on the page in the fancy new versions, he says the same Mahalach, that the Ran is Moda to Rashi, and these two dinim line up with these two taimim, except he says it because it'll be the Ner Chanukah will be Chozel Hetero. Because Ner Chanukah is Chozel Hetero on Chanukah, it also doesn't fully have the shame het Chozel Isura. Sorry, it'll be Chozel Hetero on Chanukah, the Yesh Matirin, but after Chanukah, it'll be Asur again. So it doesn't have the full shame heter because it'll be nitar v'chozer v'nesar, right? So he says, and that'll be the nafkamina between them, not the basar shagim uliyamin, but this will be the nafkamina. And their chanukah will fall into that category, and therefore the same exact same cheshbon will apply. That's really
kibbeh.
Muktzah? Why
muktzah?
Let's
say
muktzah.
Let's say b'tishnul
yom. That's the dabrashish. Yeah, it's for both reasons. For a, it's ashen tochlein, wait until after yom to eat it,
right.
And b, it has its iser is not really an iser; it's really a heter because it'll be mutter later on. The Isra Mukta will be Nitar.
By Dabashish Matir, that if it
doesn't last to the next. Yeah, that's Miskalkel. So that
can you say that would be just be.
Yes, if you look at Rav Frankel, he gets into Miskalkel a little bit there, but it doesn't work for Ner Chanukah because Ner Chanukah, you're supposed to get rid of it. So it should be like Miskalkel, which doesn't work. Let's see how he's Matarits that. Okay. Okay. And next pshat is the Chavos Das. Chavos Das, also very famous for being very lumdish. And the Beis HaLevi says the same chat. We have the Beis HaLevi also for your, if you want to look at it later. But the Chavos Das says very succinctly, what?
He's also Lamedish.
Yeah. They're both very Lamedish.
He
Chavos Das says at the bottom here in the printing, on the next page, it says Chavos Das on the very bottom of the page with the Prima Gadim. Underneath that you have the Chavos Das.
Really?
In this particular printing that I found. Right? He says, Ayin Shach, etc., V'nirat yesh l'chalik ben iser achila l'iser hana. Okay, what's the iser achila she'enu aser rak mitim as taima de isura kem devat leishu enu margish atam mashen kem b'iser hana. What's the problem? Keshenote l'mevatlo harei nene b'mashenote l'mevatlo. When I'm mosif on an iser hana, I'm gaining hana right now, and he compares it to l'ken aser levatlo kosh aser lefaten behema b'iser hana. Are you allowed to feed your moser shemesh b'ner to a behema, and the behema will get fatter as a result? No, that's hana, right? That's hana, and therefore you're not allowed to.
The bittul itself is the hana.
The bittul itself is the hana. Exactly. The bittul itself is the hana.
And these are gone.
Right. So. So of course this also, right. So this of course also shook up the whole world. A new halacha. There's an iser that being mevatel and iser hana is like is getting hana from it, and he's saying that moser shemesh b'ner is an iser hana. Neither of those are pashas, right? Take the Yad Yehuda. The Yad Yehuda is Mad Chedat, if you look on the right hand side. Yad Yehuda is a famous, is Achron, according to Dachi Chuvalat. It's very lengthy. Very lengthy. He's on Yoredeh, right? People use him a lot. He's the one who's famous for being Mater, the hard cheeses, if you melt them.
For what?
For waiting 6 hours for Ashkenaz.
Oh.
Like, oh, whatever. Okay, so on the second page of the Yad Yehuda, on the right-hand column at the bottom, he's just Merame.
That's the Pirush Aruch?
Yeah, Pirush Aruch, yes, Pirush Aruch and Pirush HaKatzar. This is the Pirush Aruch.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? On the right-hand side, Miu Chavos Das, Kosev, etc. He says, says he likes the halacha that's also be mozo on this or not. But he says on the right hand side at the bottom, the second page. I couldn't find where he wrote it. I don't know. Right? Do toes god the ner chanukah? Eino isur hana klal. Ner chanukah is not an isur hana. Not an isur hana. It's an isur of huktel mitzvaso. Huktel mitzvaso means I'm not allowed to use it for something else, which is mevatel the mitzvah. That's not the same as isur hana. No, he's just upset about that, right? Rav Shlomo Zalman also says even if it is an isur hana, he won't say it's mutter to be when you're mefatel mebehema isur hana. That's not a hana. It's not a hana problem.
Isur mefatel.
It's creating a heft in the behema, which is asur behana.
It's more lumpish than the Chavos Das.
Yeah.
He's
saying, even if the Chavos Das is right, the Ner Chanukah is Nisr Hana, he's still wrong. Right? Because that's not called getting Hana.
Yeah.
Right. It's not called getting hana. What? It's not called getting hana. It's a separate issue of being mefatan the behemah, and he tries to. He has like a strange understanding of why. So that's the Chavis Das. Also, Marim Makom Anilach Ayin Sham Big Sugya, very Leibedik. Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Rosh Soloveitchik both said the same teretz, right? Rosh Soloveitchik is quoted in Rabbi Gedak's Gan Shoshanim, and he says on the left hand side on the in Siman Mem Aleph, he says, "Maskaz Mecham De Shem Shnishtar B'Yom Shmini Osel Madura V'Sof B'Fnei Atzmo." Right? It's Eirak Mishum Takala. Right? And then we can't have the tone kvur of l'sreifa. The Mechavis is just supposed to burn up the shemen. Right? Why? He says, El mashma davi kiyum bifnei atzmo l'sarf. The kiyum to burn the most of Mishmaneir. Right? Major chiddush. Havi ke'ein sreifas psulei hamukdashin. Why? He says, because haneros halalu kodeshein. It's like hekdash. It's like psulei hamukdashin. And the Balamar Taka says that Balamar, Eli Belzan quoted to me, the Balamar says that all the din of Ner Chanukah is not because it's Muktzah, it's because it's Kodeshim. I never saw a Kodeshim, it has din of Kodeshim.
That's like a real thing.
Yeah, Balamar.
Yeah, it has a
that's
din.
That's like the Rav.
It's like random.
Yeah, but he used it to explain here. It's a din Kodeshim, so now so what? So he says, you have to be so refit. And he says, and if I mevatel it, I mevatel the mitzvah strafe.
So it's a
bit.
Say.
I mevatel, exactly. It's a separate issue. Rav Shlomo Zalman says the same thing.
Separate
issue. Again, that's.
And a chenami, you should have been able to be moisif, but you're mevatel the mitzvah sreifa.
Yeah.
So if we just disagree,
actually, it's a little easier to understand everyone
else. Right. Rav Shlomo Zalman doesn't say that it's because you're mevatel that sreif sreifa. He says it's because it's like a zilzil in kodshim. It's like mishmeres trumosai, right? The mishmeres by kodshim, right? There's Avni Mulu says didn't mishmeres by kachim. I mean, vatal truma is a zilzul in the kachim. So same thing. Okay. Either way, all these truths are subject to the same basic problem, which is that the Maram was bothered by the sugyan atay muksa and the sugyan beta. So the Knesset Agadola kind of says, listen. He says the Maram doesn't agree with all this stuff. Whatever you say, the shach, the magen avraham, all these things, the Maram doesn't agree to any of that because he was bothered by the sugyan beta, right? But the Shulchan Aruch does hold of all these terutzim, so therefore, you know, we can sort of get out of it. Say the Shulchan Aruch, even though the Maram never said it, the Shulchan Aruch said it on his own. He said it on his own, or maybe that the Maram wanted to tell us the din of Mikla Kali Sura, therefore he didn't get into all these other chilukim, right? That's the Knesset Gedola says that terutz. So that you can somehow rehabilitate these the dochak of the Shach. Now, so now the next, that's one category of terutzim. Next category of terutzim is to say that. Is to say that basically the cases are different. That's the Mati Yonason that we skipped over. The Mati Yonason basically says, we don't have time to see it inside, he says, the heter to be Mosef is only by Yavish B'Yavish. Big Chiddush. Why Yavish B'Yavish? Yavish B'Yavish is like a Safik Derabanan. Right? Chad B'Chad is a Safik Derabanan. It's a Din Safik, so Safik Derabanan Lekula. Right? But Lach B'Lach is like a Vada Yisr. And there's no heter to be Mevatel Vada Yisr. Right, major chiddush, and most of the is always going to be lach b'lach. Major chiddush, definitely not accepted l'halacha. We pass that it's mutter to be most of even in lach b'lach, but worth noting that Mati Yonason says in his first teretz in the Shulchan Aruch that the Shulchan Aruch holds that lach b'lach is us. So again, dochak in the sugya, but that's to say that the cases are simply different cases. Not that Ner Chanukah is mochomer, but the lach b'lach is mochomer because it's like a vaday iser. Right, interesting. Right, the third way to be mataretz is with the klali hara. Right. Right? Okay. So the Kali Hora, how do we apply the Kali Hora? So
look,
no, I'm saying to say that there is. So wait. This splits up in different things. So first, we have to be makdim. How do we interpret when the Shulchan Aruch says Yesh Omrim and nothing else?
Yesh
Mishomer. Yesh Mishomer, Yesh Omrim. Yesh Mishomer. So what does that mean? When the Shulchan Aruch goes to Yesh without quoting a Cholim. The what?
That really
Medina is not necessary.
Right, but
Chanukah,
let's say there's an Chumrah,
leave aside Chanukah for a second. Leave aside Chanukah for a second. When the Shulchan Aruch quotes the din b'shem Yesh Omrim, like for instance, we're going to see like Yesh Omrim that if a woman has a hargasha and she does a bedika and she finds something lavan, she's asura because of the hargasha itself the asurs. Does that mean we pass in that way? We don't pass in that way. Right? So Take a look in the Sma. In Chosh Mishpat and Tezayin, it's quoted all the time. Everyone quotes the Sma. In the Ches. In Ches. Hayotza Nira Lomar. Towards the middle of Sivkat and Ches in the Sma, Sivkat and Tezayin. Hayotza Nira Lomar, da mechaber lo kiven lichtov yesh misha omer mishum diesh plukta bezeh. Ella kol makom shematza din she'enu nizkar gam ken bishar poskim chasav alav v'yesh misha omer. In other words, why is he Yeshmish Omer? Because he couldn't find anyone else who holds that way or anyone else who disagrees with it. So Mimele, he quoted Yeshmish Omer, but we definitely paskin like the Yeshmish Omer, legamer, right? And this is quoted, this is Rav Avadya is definitely going to go with this, all through the Abi Omer. A Yeshmish Omer is a psak, gomer, or mukhlat. Why did he say Yeshmish? Why did he say there's a Yeshmish Omer? Because he didn't find anyone who agreed with it or he didn't find anyone who disagreed with it. Okay, so there's a little bit of a discussion in the Achronim, about this klal. The Magen Avraham doesn't necessarily accept this klal exactly, but we can gloss over that because, again, I don't want to get into too much into those details. Because, one thing that let's just see, at least the Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim is often quoted as disagreeing with this klal. In Nun Siman Nun Dal. He quotes the Shach, and so he doesn't say anything official. Okay. Kaf HaChaim in Siman Nun Dal, Sif Katan Yud Aleph. Right? He says, this is where the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omrim, that you can be mafsik between Yishtabach and Yotzer for Tzorchei Tzibur. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Umashma de'ein lahafsik b'dibur ben Yishtabach liYotzer, afil dvar mitzvah. I'm sorry, go back one line. He says, Hadik mutalafsik, hadik katav maran at the very beginning. Yesh mish omer, velo katav stama, mishum da isvaras yesh mish omer, shemiyatu lahafsik lover mitzvah, who svaras rev Amram, rakoba, the river rush, they disagree. So yesh mish omer is dafka when there is a machlokus. Right? So he didn't want to say that everybody holds this way, like kalach lamosh misinai. He wanted to note the machlokus. And then what the Kaf HaChaim says, mashma, the ain lahafsik vidibur. Right? So I don't think the Kaf HaChaim disagrees that it's a psak. The Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Yesh Misha Omer. He's saying, but you should be aware there's machlok. And the Kaf HaChaim on his own is saying to be machmer. The Shulchan Gavoa actually goes so far as to say that when the Shulchan Aruch says Yesh Misha Omer, it means to paskin the opposite. Right? Take a look in Tafresh Yud, the Shulchan Gavoa. We can look at one example. Yesh Misha Omer and Sifat Beis, Shemavarach al Adlag is near Yom Kippur, the Mari Molcho. Right, the Shulchan says Yesh Omrim that we say bracha on Hadlakas Ner Yom Kippur. So the Shulchan Gavoa says, Gam Rabbein Beis Yosef Kaz etc.
Very strange pagination here.
Yeah, very strange pagination. Norchaim, very strange. In the third paragraph on the page, he says Kilomar. Lechach Kaz Svaras of Rosh Zeb Loshon Machlokes. The Kaz Yesh Misha Omer Shemivar Kilomar. Misha Omer Sheinu Mevar. He won't tell you Yesh Misha Omer that you don't say a bracha. V'kach dato, and he means to paskin like the other shita which is never quoted here. So the Stei Chemed gets very upset. He's like, that's scandalous. He says, you want to tell me that he holds the other way? Why do you quote dafka the shita he doesn't hold like? Doesn't make any sense, right? Why did you quote the shita you don't hold like as Yesh Misha Omer just to be madchit? Tell me the other shita. So that's the Shulchan Gavoa. Now, so these are the shitas. Now to come to our issue. We have the following terutim. Now we can understand the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, why did, and the Mishnah Berurah says this also, why did he say Yesh Misha Omer over here by Ner Chanukah? Because he wants to tell you that not everyone disagrees, not everyone agrees that. Not like the Sma, other Mahalach. The Yesh Misha Omer is this lashon that the Bahavi uses when this is not agreed upon by everybody. So now what do I do? So ordinarily, okay, but we still paskin like that because that's what's quoted. But it means you have to be Ma'ayan if anyone disagrees. If you're Ma'ayan, you'll discover in your Adeya that we paskin like the other way. Right, it's not terrible. The Shulchan Gavoa actually here in Yoredeya, the Shulchan Gavoa says Yoredeya says, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yesh Misha Omer, meaning you're allowed to be mevatel the Ner Chanukah, the Moses Shemesh Ner. Right?
That's effectively what Mishnah Berurah
said. No, he's saying Yesh Misha Omer means be ma'ayin, and maybe we pass in that way. But if there's a gilui das elsewhere, then we don't. Right.
So why bother writing?
What?
So why bother writing it?
Should be aware of the issue. I don't know. Good question. Okay, now. So now we have two more ways to be mitayet. I'll say them very quickly because we're running out of time. The next one is really the Derech HaMelech. Rav Avadya likes this very much. Look in the pre-Toar. A bunch of pages later.
Before
the Abi Omer.
Before the Abi Omer.
Right? He says in Yud Aleph, he says...
what's it pre-Torah?
Pre-Torah looks like, it looks like Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, look, it's right before the Abi Omer.
Right? Last line of the pre-Torah. Masik HaSem Baruch HaNishim Tavim Yisim, Moshe Mishim Yachanukah, Hacha Amad Harav Al Ikran Shel Dvarim, V'Selka Al Hilchasa L'Mishri Hasem L'Vat L'Hashem V'Dvarim Pshutim. In other words, Enachinami, it's a stira. What do we do in this stira? We assume that he wrote Aruch HaNishim first, then he wrote Yoredeya. So in Aruch HaNishim, he quoted it one way, because that's what the Torah quoted. And Yoredeya, he was Omid Al Sof Daito, and he passed him that it was Mutter. Right? You know, very, very straightforward. Rav Avadya basically says that that's a pashup shot, and we see this. Rav Avadya basically says this is the way to be miyashiv stiras in Shulchan Aruch. Whenever you have a stira in Shulchan Aruch, a real stira, you can't be mitarets it, a stira, and all the terutzim are dochak here, because they all fall prey to the problem that the Maram had the kash from Atei Mukta, right? All the terutzim are very dochak, so it's really a stira. What do you do with a real stira? We say that whatever the order is, the second one is the one we paskin like. Right, that's what you do with a real stira, right? And that is applied by the poskim across the board. Whenever they find a real stira, they say the later psak is the correct one.
And the Vedic is only the basis.
So then you have to work out what order things are written in, right? But here they're certainly written after Chaim. So therefore, and it makes sense because here the Beis Yosef quotes all the shitas. The Beis Yosef in Hilchas Chanukah, nothing doesn't point out to machlokes at all, right? He wasn't working on that sugya, right? Okay, so what does that say about, you know, but that, you know, that's the Mahal. He was over himself. Daito and he paskin lekula. And the Ravadi also is Mekel. There's mutter also on Isser Derban, even on Ner Chanukah. It doesn't matter if it's an Isser Hana, it doesn't matter if it's Huxel Vitzvaso, it doesn't matter if it's pseudo Yeshla Matirin. And I just want to introduce you, in our last 60 seconds, the last Teret, and we said the Shulchan Gavoa in Yoredeya said it's, you know, this is the right, it was Yesod, that we pass like the opposite of a Yeshomim on its own. In Aruch HaYom, flipping forward a few pages, in Aruch HaYom, oh sorry, flipping back a few pages, Aruch HaYom, he says, let's read it, for some reason don't have it here.
Previous page.
Right before the Pre-Torah, he says, and there's another cloud, the Shulchan Gavoa, he says, Rabbeinu Sassam in Sifkat Ches, Rabbeinu Sassam Biradeya, Lever Zeh, Lekach Kosvach Bleshen Zeh, Vechen Raisi Bemagin Avram, Shigasav Kenaval, Bemagin David Tavas, etc. Vacham Mechil, Leka Kusha, Dekaimelan Stam, Vachar Kach Machlokas, Halach Kistam. This is like exactly like you were saying before. It's a Stam Yeshomrim. One's in Yerachayim, one's in Yerdeh, and they're in the wrong order. Doesn't matter. Stam Yeshomrim applies throughout the Shulchan Aruch. Right, this is the Shulchan Gavoa, it says this in the Klalim also. And basically that's almost like the most elegant answer to this problem in the world of Klal Hara. Problem is not everyone agrees to this Klal. I'll just show you one case where it's discussed Halacha L'maisa, Stam V'Yashomrim. Meaning, if this were to be accepted, then all those who hold we should try to be Machmer for the Yashomrim L'chatchila would have said here that we should be Machmer. But they don't say that, they all accept that. But even when it's close together, the case of Pas Akram is the most famous case. In Kuf Yud Beis, the Mechaber says that it's usher to eat Pas Baal Abayis under any circumstances, right? In Sif Beis, Sim Kuf Yud Beis, Sif Beis. And yet in Sif Ches, he says, Yesh Vishomer, the Vimogam Shein Palat Armatu, Klan Mutra Afilu Shul Baal Abatim. Right? Stir in Shochanar, right? In Sif Baal, he says, Sif Beis, he says, Stam, Pas Baal Abatim, he says, Ein Mishimor Baal HaKel. And Sif Ches, he says, it's mutter. Yesh mishomer that it's mutter. So the Shulchan Gavoa over here says, yeah, stam v'yesh. And we pass that to stam v'gamrei. And that's what the Zivchei Tzedek says also. I have the, right, in the next page. However, Rav Avadya doesn't like this. Because he says, listen, the Sma said that we pass like yesh mishomer. If all I would read is the Sif of the Sif Ches, I would say it's mutter. So it's like nafik mine churva. Right? So Rav Avadya says, stam v'yesh berichuk makom is not a stam v'yesh. And the Aruch HaShulchan, he bases himself on the Aruch HaShulchan, right? It's a week. He's really saying it more or less on his own. He's rejecting the Shulchan Gavoa and some of the other Achronim. He says it doesn't make any sense. Once we accept the Klal of the Sma, that we pass against the Shulchan Gavoa, which is very easy to accept, that we pass like a Yesh Omrim, Levado pass Psak Legamri, it already becomes Nafik Mine Churva, right? If I'm going to have Berichuk Makom, I'm going to read Aruch HaShulchan, I'm going to think it's Asur, and really it's Mutter. Right? Or the other way around. I'm going to think Pas Baal Abatim is Mutter because I read the Yishmish Omer and it's really it's Asr. Right? So therefore he rejects this klal. He points out the Aruch HaShulchan didn't read it that way. The Aruch HaShulchan tried to be miyashiv the two psakim in the Shulchan Aruch by pas balabatim. So therefore Avadia in the Tshuva Yabi Omer that you have here, he wants to say stam v'yesh merichuk makom is not a stam v'yesh, and we have to somehow either be miyashiv or say it's a stirut. So that's why Ravadi doesn't quote that klal over here to be miyashiv the stirut from Nechanik. Adkar.